May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When Livia and I got married, when I proposed, and in the inside of her wedding band, there's a scripture that's written, and it's Psalm 34, Psalm 34:3. But to understand what Psalm 34:3 means, you have to kind of get the first two verses down. It says in verse 1 of Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. And in the Hebrew, that means I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. Then here's the verse that's in the wedding band. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That was my proposal. Come magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. One of the things that's always ministered to me about that scripture is that I remember as a kid, I don't know if girls did this, guys, we used to, at my age, we were always given these little microscopes while we, with a little chemical set, which we almost burned down our house with and exploded things. But it was always cool to, and then take biology in school and you get magnifying, you get these microscopes, you can look in and magnify or get a magnifying glass. The thing about magnifying something, it's a unique word that he uses here. When you magnify something, you don't make it bigger than it is. You just see it bigger. It is what it is, but you just see it bigger. That's important for you to understand in light of what he says here. In these verses, he says what? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then that little paragraph is concluded with, I will see God bigger. Again, you can't make God bigger than God is. Those of you who are CTKers have known that the foundation of my theology that was formed many, many years ago in my 20s was two simple truths, that God is really big and God is really good. Those are the two things. And from those two things, everything I believe theologically is built on. But the fact is that God's really big, and that scripture that Father Ron read that we talked about so much earlier in the year from John 3, that he who comes from above is above all, Jesus bore witness of what he saw and heard. And that's really how Jesus walked it out, because everything Jesus faced, everything Jesus was confronted with, every brokenness, every sickness, every disease, every place of captivity to sin, everything he saw, like the woman at the well, her broken life, her captivity to sin, the woman caught in adultery in John 8, people with broken bodies, everything he saw, Jesus saw in light of heaven's perspective. As I've said before, Jesus never thought or spoke earth's report about anything. At the core of heaven's perspective is, one, God is good, right? But you can be really good and not have the ability to do anything about anything. I've known good people who didn't have much influence. But the truth is, God is big. And being good wouldn't be much good if God weren't big and therefore could do something in light of his goodness. And everything that Jesus saw, he saw God bigger than. And he confronted everything in light of the fact being God being good, but in light of the fact that God was bigger. If he saw sickness, God was bigger than that. If he saw a person broken, caught in adultery, God was bigger than their sin. Saw the woman at the well, married five times, living with someone, the devastation of her life. Just her life was, she was lonely, an outcast, rejected. God saw, he saw God bigger than that. He saw through the eyes of God. He saw through the eyes of how big God was. He was magnifying the Lord. Wasn't making God bigger, but he was seeing him bigger than everybody else around him was seeing God. And then he responded in light of that. I mean, that life of the woman at the well is an interesting story because her life, not just her choices, but her life was a total mess. As I've said before, it took a long time to get married 5 times and then to be living with a guy. That took years, so she wasn't a young person. She's at the well at noon by herself so nobody else would be around. She was a total outcast, spiritually, socially, morally. And yet, God was so big, he didn't just minister to her and bring healing to her in a moment, forgiveness and healing and compassion. He raised her up and used her to be the instrument of revival to an entire region. She became one of the most famous Christians in church history. Now, that's big. Jesus didn't just pat her on the shoulder and say, I love you, go your way. God was so big, he saw something. Jesus saw what God could see, that he could do something with his life that's extraordinary. Only God can do. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my mouth because he's big. No matter what it is you're facing or you're dealing with or you're confronted with, whether it's temptation or some stronghold of sin or some circumstance or relationship, here's the good news. God is bigger than that. Magnify him. See him bigger. When Jesus was walking on the water and the guys were in the boat and they were scared to death, one, that they were going to drown because of the storm, then they see him and they think he's a ghost, and Jesus says, I am. Take courage. What is he saying? He's saying, I'm bigger than this. I'm bigger than the storm. I'm bigger than your fears. I'm bigger than this. Don't be afraid. And so when we hear words like praise the Lord at all times, bless the Lord at all times, rejoice the Lord always, in Philippians, when he says that, rejoice the Lord always, again I say rejoice, for the Lord is at hand. He says, let your forbearing spirit be known, for the Lord is at hand. Forbearing means just chilling out, living life without wigging out about everything, because God's at hand, and he's really big. So I know that's a real simple word, but if you're like me, I need simple words. Faith is based on simplicity. Amen. So come magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.